Do you ever wonder how to survive a shark attack?
Aren't you supposed to just make a lot of noise and punch it in the face? What more can you really do?
Well, there's five things you should do in a situation when you're being attacked by a shark. And I think it's strange that there's so much research on this, considering don't they always tell you the chances of you getting attacked by a shark are so slim, but then you hear it in the news and you're like, wait a minute, another one?
Right.
Didn't you say this was never going to happen?
Everybody pays attention when they hear that story.
All right, here's the five things you're supposed to do. Number one, which is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my entire life. Don't panic.
Okay. Easy to say. Right.
Right. Like, if you're being attacked by a shark, how do you not panic? Like, you just, what do you, like some Zen moments? You give yourself some positive affirmations?
I'm going to be real here. All right. I'm in the water. I see a shark fin or a shark shadow emerge. I'm pretty sure I'm urinating immediately.
Right. Well, here's the number one thing you shouldn't do. Panic. Number two, make eye contact and be assertive with the shark.
That I'm supposed to do that or not supposed to do that?
You are supposed to do that. According to shark experts, sharks respect assertiveness.
Oh, good. Right. Hey, shark.
Hey, shark.
Hey, shark.
Here we go. I'm a big shark, too.
That's right. I'm the boss. I'm the boss of this area, shark man.
Can you imagine you have to make eye contact with it? You have to look at it and you have to like look at it aggressively.
You know, if you talk to me about shark's eyes, I immediately can go into a Quint impersonation from Jaws. You know the thing about a shark's eyes.
Mm-hmm.
It's got dead, black, lifeless eyes.
Okay.
Till it bites you.
Okay.
And then they roll back white.
Number three, if you're getting attacked by a shark, right?
Yeah.
Fight back.
Yeah.
Punch and attack the shark however you can. The eyes, the nose, the gills, they're all good targets. And no matter what, don't play dead.
Yeah, I mean.
Until you're dead.
Right. So much better than just asking it to stop. Why?
Assertively asked it to stop.
Right.
Well, I told you, shark, to stop. Yeah. And then the number five thing, which again is kind of silly, is swim to shore and get help. After a shark bite, all the splashing and commotion and the blood could attract other sharks that might be nearby. So try to get to solid ground, stop the bleeding, and get medical help. Isn't that a no-brainer?
Seems pretty obvious.
Yeah, I mean, who swims out more when they were like been attacked by a shark?
This is a perfect time for me to tread water over here.
I'm glad that the shark experts have been working so hard on this. I wish you could have seen it, Raven, because it was such a scene. Because Hayden, my 12-year-old, is yelling at my husband, being like, "You made mommy cry!
Why would you do that to my mother?
Mommy hasn't cried when she was hormonal when she was pregnant 3 years ago." I was like, I didn't know Hayden was keeping tabs on how often I cry.
But I guess she's been paying attention, closer attention than you thought anyways.
I cried so hard this weekend, I can't even remember the last time I sobbed like that. And it's all because of something my husband did.
All right. Explain now before everybody lights their torches and marches over to your house.
Oh, it was completely by accident. He feels terrible about it. I might get a purse out of it. We'll see. All right. We were in our bedroom. It was Saturday morning.
Sure.
And the girls are in our bed. My husband's playing with them. And I'm under the bed because that's where I store all the important things. And I'm going under the bed to get something that I need, right?
I mean, when you say you're under, like your head, your body, everything is under the bed.
There's a box I keep under there. It actually has like records and like paperwork,
okay.
You know, and I for some reason, that's where I keep it.
Yeah.
But it's a box of paperwork and I needed to grab a piece of paper under it. So I'm under the bed, fishing out this box that's all the way underneath.
Yeah.
He doesn't realize that I'm under the bed.
That's a setup for disaster right there.
100%. He goes to kick his legs around to get off the bed.
Sure.
I don't know how it was so precise.
Right.
But think, I took a full heel, full force, directly to the back of my head.
So as you're coming out from under the bed, he's swinging so that you got the G-force of the legs coming around at that time. So really is maximum momentum. It's almost like a flying judo kick, really, at that time. And he catches you right in the cranium.
Right in the head. And my first reaction is like, I see like white. You know?
Stars.
I see like stars.
Yeah, you're immediately knocked out.
It's a little bit black. Yeah. And then I was like, I take like a deep breath.
Yeah.
And then I go, oh, and I cried. Ah! Yeah. It was like the ugly crying. And then it was the tears.
Yes.
And I don't cry very often.
Yeah, that happens usually with crying.
But you know, like sometimes
thank you, for
cry,
explaining, though.
But it was like the fat tears. It was the tears. And nobody knew, like right. Dakota, my
what
2-year-old.
To do? What
right.
to do? Because typically, if you cry, it's more of a subdued tears.
Right.
Right. It's not the fat tears that are rolling.
It's alone in my car in the shower, like all the other moms.
That's right. McDonald's parking lot.
Right.
Right. Perfect.
It's not in front. So Hayden's like, you made mommy cry. And he's like, oh my God. My
right.
husband, oh my God.
Right.
He's
now,
like,
all of a
right?
sudden, both my daughters hate me. My wife's upset. She's crying. Right.
And he's like, he doesn't know if he should touch me or
right.
what I should, he should
or
do.
He should
the
run, or should run. Right.
So he's like, do I got to bring her to the emergency room? And I go, I don't know.
Yeah.
And it was terrible. I was like, saw stars for a long time. I was dizzy most of the day. And I was like, is this a concussion? I don't know.
I saw you later in the day.
Yeah.
And you were not right. You were not normal.
Nope.
You know, I thought that you showed up for work drunk, actually.
Yeah.
Which is very out of character, by the way. I'll just state that
right.
for Anna. It would be very out of character for her to show up intoxicated.
Right. He was like, are you drunk, Raven? I go, what?
I thought I was going to have to shield you from talking to people and stuff. I was like, oh, God, here we go. Just put the sunglasses on. Just
yeah.
do that. But no, it just turned out that you were actually concussed.
Yeah. But I mean, I'm fine. Everything was okay.
You made it.
I made it. After the event, I went home and it was okay.
You made it through
terrible.
The weekend, right?
Yeah. It was awful. What's the dumb way that you hurt somebody else or you hurt yourself? 1-800-330-9999. My husband accidentally kicked me in the head this weekend. Didn't know I was under the bed, swung his legs around, took me out.
Centrifugal force. Nearly sent you to the hospital.
Yeah.
I mean, I saw you hours later and you were not right.
Yep. It was a hard kick. He felt terrible. You know, it is what it is.
I just think about the time that playing ball with my wife. Well, I wasn't playing ball with my wife. We were playing ball with the dog. You know, we have this thing training wise where we have to play ball on the floor. And so we slide this tennis ball back and forth while the dog attacks. It goes after it and all that. And, you know, one time she was reaching down for one ball that was under the couch and I was already sliding the other ball when she went down there. And that tennis ball hit her right in the eyeball. And she writhed around on the floor like it was like the scene from Kill Bill 2 when she like ripped out her eyeball. Like it was just like that. Daryl Hannah, she was at that moment screaming and writhing around. And then she was like, you didn't react strong enough when you said sorry. Because same thing, like when your husband
you don't
kicked
know
you,
what to do.
You stay back.
Yeah, I felt bad for him because he like did not know how to react.
But what do you
yeah.
do? I mean, you run in for a hug. Somebody's going to slap you at that moment. I mean, obviously the language wasn't good.
Yeah. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the dumb way that you hurt yourself or you hurt somebody else?
So it's probably never best to play with toddlers on your bed and turn your back on them. I have a bad back, but I was playing with my daughter and I turned to do peekaboo and I'm like stomach down on the bed and she jumps up clear feet off of the bed and lands right on my back. I thought I was paralyzed.
Those kids,
I mean,
they got scary moves. Yeah, they got scary moves. And you say to yourself, oh, they're just kids. They don't know. Or that's what somebody tells you immediately right. when you tell them what they did. Maybe that's true, Anna. Maybe on the other hand, they're just acting out different, you know, thought patterns. They're like, well, what happens if I do this flying elbow?
No, Dakota, my 2-year-old, is like the Hulk.
Right.
And they don't know their strength.
Right.
They're strong. Yeah.
I like yelp. I've never made a sound like that before in my life.
Thank you for the call. We appreciate it.
Glad to hear you're walking.
You too. Thank you.
Oh, what's the dumb way you hurt yourself? Hi, or somebody else. Hey, it's Anna and Raven.
I accidentally stabbed myself in the leg.
Stab yourself?
I had this little, it was upsetting. I had this little keychain that looked like a pocket knife.
Yep.
And you know when it's at a 45-degree angle, you kind of just flick it open?
Oh, my God.
So I was at the movies with my boyfriend, and I was trying to be annoying, so I went to flick it open. I'm like, don't mess with me. And before I flicked it, he elbowed me, and he's like, stop bothering me, and I stabbed myself in the leg.
So you're playing with a switchblade in the movies to be annoying to your boyfriend.
Yeah.
I'm not going to...
It was really small.
It's a really small switchblade.
Like, and he's like, no, you stabbed yourself with a toothpick. And I'm like, no, you stabbed
yourself. Yeah.
That's called karma. That's actually how that works. Anna and Raven, how did you hurt yourself or the dumb way you hurt somebody else?
Hi. Yeah, some years ago, we were laying in bed. We're both sleeping. And my husband said, I hear something. And we were looking out the window. He thought somebody was breaking into his truck. We looked out the window. We both looked out the window. But we had to keep the light shut so we could look outside because it was nighttime. We both stood up at the same time. I couldn't see him and he couldn't see me, and we bumped heads so hard it knocked me back down on the bed. And it turned out that he was talking in his sleep. He wasn't even awake.
Wait a minute. So you had a whole cohort operation going where you were looking for somebody that was outside stealing a car and he was sleepwalking and you were just going along with it?
Yeah.
This is like the making of one of those M. Night Shyamalan movies.
Or a skit on SNL.
What is the dumb way that someone hurt you or you hurt somebody else, which is even worse? 1-800-330-9999. My poor husband. I didn't feel bad for him at the time. Now I feel bad for him because he was such at a loss. He accidentally kicked me in the head. He didn't know I was under the bed. He was on the bed, swung his legs around, took me out.
I'm just going to say, if you put your head where somebody's feet are, you're asking for trouble, all right? Now he is. He's getting dragged everywhere because of it.
All right. No, it's not his fault. I'm not, you know, I joke. He knows that. I don't actually blame him for doing that. But it happened. Accidents. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Well, I actually hurt myself. I was 16 years old working in the deli, and I was making myself my own lunch, and I was slicing roast beef, and I kind of sliced my thumb.
Oh, God, I was waiting for it to come. I knew it was coming. I'm a restaurant kid, so, like, you know, my parents own restaurants, and those kitchen accidents are the worst. They're so nasty.
Yep.
Here's the question. Did you stay at work and finish, or did you go to the hospital?
You
got to
finish. You got to finish. Put the duct tape on it.
No, they gave me my piece of finger in a little cup and sent me to the emergency room.
Oh.
And the guy that was helping me almost passed out.
Oh, God. They put her finger in a cup. They're like, here's this solo red cup.
That's right. Give her one of the water cups, not one of the big ones.
And on Raven, how'd you accidentally hurt yourself, or worse, the dumb way you hurt somebody else?
So if somebody tries to wake me up, I swing, and I've knocked my brother out because he went to shake me to wake me up, and I backfisted him. It doesn't help that I was trained in karate, so if you wake me up, I knock you out.
Right. See, that's the thing is, you were kind of asleep, but you kind of made a conscious decision. You kind of did.
Well, she's just trained in the art of martial arts.
No. That ain't no wax on, wax off. She thought she was being attacked. She said she was annoyed.
Oh, Cobra Kai.
She delivered a strike.
What is that? Strike first, strike hard, no mercy.
That's right.
Yep.
Woo!
Anna and Raven, how did you hurt yourself in the dumb way you hurt somebody else?
Mom of the year right here. I was trying to carry my 2-year-old into my house, but I had an armful of groceries. And, you know, of course, I was rushing because I was running late. And I smashed his head into the front door.
Oh, yeah.
No.
With the hangover. Bong.
I know. I keep replaying it in my head. I mean, he hit it. It was that silent scream. And then he started crying like I have never heard before. Mm. It was just, I was so scared. I just brought him to the emergency room, you know. And then he was fine, thank God. And I just felt so bad.
Oh, man.
Like the
There's nothing
the
worse.
Yeah.
When you hurt your kids, it is the worst feeling in the world. You feel like you have failed as a parent. It is the worst.
Well, I mean, she ran his head into a door.
Yeah, but sometimes, like, you're...
Sometimes that just happens. Oh. That's not a failure when it happens.
Yeah, but I get it. Because here, it's like me walking in from the car. I got the toddler, Dakota. She's on my hip. I've got, like, 4 bags in my arms.
And you swing
my
her head into the door, Jim?
Well, you're just trying to get in the house.
Well, that's a failure.
Yeah.
I mean, you're going to have plenty of other times to make up for it.
No.
But yes, at that moment right there, that is a failure.
It's all right, Mama. You just do the best you can. Our job is just to try.
How do you think that kid's going to take it when you tell them about that down the road?
No, we'll just never mention it ever again.
It could explain some things. You'll see it in the behavior and you'll wonder, did I do that?
I rolled off the changing table when I was a baby.
Yep.
And to this day, I believe that's why I'm not good at math.
That's right.
I blame it on my mom.
Right.
Like, you're supposed to stand there.
Right.
Where'd you go?
That's all I need to know about you.
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 All you have to do is fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
If you argue with your spouse in public to the point that everyone is looking at you, that's all I need to know about you.
Yeah. Yeah. The voice raiser.
Hmm.
The center of attention. The, you want to do this here person.
It's so uncomfortable. It's uncomfortable for everybody. I feel like in that situation, the people in the fight are the ones that are most comfortable because, like, they're used to doing it while everybody else is just looking at each other and, like, not knowing how to react or if they should step in or if they should call somebody or what they got to do.
Wow, that's a really interesting point.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Listen, if you're at a four-way intersection, you try to beat me to the red light but end up stuck in the middle of the intersection at a red light and my light turns green and I can't go because you're in my way, that is all I need to know about you.
It's always the worst because there's you could almost cut the tension with a knife when people are stuck in that intersection and your light turns green and you can't go anywhere because you're a jerk that's stuck under the red light.
Yeah, you're on that island of neutral.
Yeah.
The island of neutral. You can't move from there.
My favorite sign is the don't block the box sign. You don't see them everywhere.
No.
But when you see a don't block the box sign, that's good because that's telling people, hey, stop when you're supposed to stop and don't inch into this intersection.
I mean, it just raises the tension more when somebody breaks that rule because inevitably somebody's going to do that about every 10 minutes.
And you're going to be like, did you see the sign? The sign's right there.
An object of hate.
Yep. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
Hey, if you come into my restaurant when we're 10 minutes from closing, that's all I need to know about you.
I used to hate that. So my parents own restaurants, and we used to close at 10 o'clock. And without fail.
Every night.
Every night. Like, the movie would get out, and there would be, like, three tables that would walk in at, like, 9:58. Our tables had been cleared for an hour. Mm-hmm. And now we would end up being there till midnight for these tables. Oh, my gosh. I mean, you're always thankful because you want the business, but when you think you're going home and then you have to start all over again, it's long night.
Yeah, it's not you as the owner you got to worry about the feelings of. It's the rest of the staff, too.
Mm-hmm.
They're counting down the moments. They want to lock the door.
Yeah, they already, like, cleaned up the kitchen. You got to be like, nope, here we go.
And if they don't tip, it's even worse.
Well, that's definitely true. 1-800-330-9999. You can always call, too. Just fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. The average on our Facebook page, I'm looking at this, is between the ages of 16 and 20. But there are a few people here that said they didn't get their license till they were 38. Somebody didn't get their license till they were 33. Wow. Lady Gaga got her license when she was 30 years old. 30 years old.
It seems crazy to me, right?
Well, I guess not if you're a celebrity, because if you have people to drive you everywhere, then why would you do that? Or, you know, she grew up in Manhattan in the city. So, like, if you're a city person, too, and you take public transportation, why do you really need it? I understand that.
That makes more sense to me than just if you're a celebrity. She wasn't a celebrity when she was 2 years old. She wasn't a celebrity when she was 16 years old. I mean, frankly, we didn't know who Lady Gaga was until about, what, a decade ago. So, I mean, it used to be, back in the day, you turned 16.
Get your license.
You were getting your license.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you were getting your, in my neighborhood, you know, amongst my friends, if you were 15, you were getting the permit.
Yep.
Right there. You were already driving around. When you were 13 or 14, you were begging your parents to teach you how to drive.
Yes.
If they haven't already. So, but, you know, obviously things have changed now with Uber and, like you said, mass transportation. You mentioned the trains. I mean, if you're in the city, that's one thing. But if you're out of the city, it's something else.
Right. Like, there's got to be a reason why you don't get your license. 1-800-330-9999. We're looking, who was the oldest person that got their license? Hi, it's Yana and Raven.
I was 35.
Wow, that is pretty late. But, why? Why did you wait so long?
Right. Were you in prison before? Did you just arrive here in this country?
No, I don't really have a reason. I mean, I just didn't really want to drive. My friends always drove me around. But I finally had kids and I was like, you know, I should probably get a license now so I can drive around, you know, a little minivan or SUV.
I mean, right. Take them to doctors, you know, places where you get food for people that you're trying to keep alive. Right, right.
Yeah. You know. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. How old were you when you got your driver's license?
68. My grandmother got her license when she was 68.
Oh, wow.
She's from Greece, yeah.
So when she came from Greece, she just didn't get it?
Yes, she just didn't get it. She just got it.
Wow.
I mean, they don't hand them out at the dock, right? You arrive and be like, did you have one over there?
Yeah, but...
Yes. Yeah, you're good. Here you go, then.
Yeah, but how old was she when she got here? Because this is like a lot like my grandparents, but my grandmother never... She came here, I think she was in her 30s or early 40s, and she never got a driver's license. To this day, she doesn't have a driver's license.
Well, think about it. I mean, back in the day, not everybody had a car, too, especially if you were just arriving from another country.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, there might be one car in the family after time, and I'm guessing it was probably the dad who was driving it.
Yeah, but can you imagine that you never got your driver's license your whole life without it?
Yeah, it's crazy. Come to think of it, I mean, we're rounding that corner again, right? Kids, could happen.
How old were you when you got your license? Let us know on our Facebook page. If you're not friends with us yet, just search for Anna and Raven. Best or worst, it's up to you. What was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend or the worst thing that happened? You can call or text 1-800-330-9999. Raven, what was it for you?
I'm going to go with best, and it's twofold here. So first, we had the Anna and Raven Adopt and Rescue event this past weekend. Mm-hmm. It was a great time. We got some dogs placed into permanent homes, which is always great. We want to see adoptable animals going into homes, of course. Always adopt, don't shop. That's our logo. And so it was just a great weekend to see people coming together as families and to see that. And just, you know, every dog has such a big personality, and to see them when they're chosen and when they're going home with people or when they find their humans, like it's just an exciting time. And in my house, Anna, Barkley got his all clear from the surgeons this past week. My dog actually had his follow-up x-rays after his surgery. And so now it's less leash restraints. He's able to walk around. He's able to kind of be a dog. We're picking up the gates that have been around our house for the last 2.5 months. So it's a nice time to finally like watch him be a dog again, and for us to just, you know, kind of have our house back a little bit too. It's every time you see him do something that he hasn't been able to do for 2 or 3 months, it makes me feel good. So it says, you know what? Good investment.
Speaking of the adopt and rescue, just as a side note, if you have a local shelter in your area that you think would benefit from an Anna and Raven adopt and rescue event, tell us all about them at annaandraven.com, because our goal is to clear as many shelters as possible.
Right. We'd like to put the spotlight on in every community if we can across the country. So, you know, if you've got something like that going on, or your shelter, your local rescue agency could use some help, let us know about it.
Yep. Looking at our Facebook page at Anna and Raven, we asked what was the best or worst thing that happened to you over the weekend. Viviana wrote, I spent all day Sunday doing nothing. It felt so good. My husband took our two kids for breakfast. They came back home with lunch, and then they actually cooked dinner. I spent the whole day watching TV.
Wow,
that sounds amazing.
It is amazing, right?
Yeah. My worst was my husband. I talked about it earlier. My husband accidentally kicked me in the head. Like, I was under the bed. He didn't know I was under the bed. He was playing with the girls on top of the bed, swung his legs underneath, took me out, like literally hit me, kicked me so hard in the back of the head that I blacked out. It was nuts. And it's funny as an adult when you unexpectedly get hurt, like how you react, you know? I was sobbing. I was crying. He didn't even know what to do. He didn't want to touch me. He was so afraid. Do I have to call 911?
Yeah.
Don't call 911.
Saw you later that day, and I'm thinking maybe you should have went to the hospital.
Yeah, no.
Maybe.
What did I tell you? I'll be fine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not even all that right today.
I know. You're right. I'm like looking around. I'm like, I'm still a little blurry.
Right.
Best or worst, what was the best thing that happened to you over the weekend, or the worst? It's up to you. You decide. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Anna and Raven.
The best thing happened. I won an online writing competition, and I get to meet with the publisher next week.
Oh, that's great. I remember.
I know.
Yeah, I remember like always entering those things. I never won anything, though. But that's exciting for you. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
All right. Good luck. Let us know if anything happens. If it does get published, we'd love to see it.
I will. Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Best or worst, what happened over the weekend?
Well, it was the worst, but it had a happy ending, so that's good. My kids let all of the chickens out, and I spent literally the entire day trying to wrangle chickens from the neighbor's yard. The happy ending is they all finally made it home, but it was a nightmare the entire time.
It's like having a bunch of your kids out there running around, right? Chickens got personalities, I hear, Anna. And if I'm close with my chickens, I'm not going to sleep well until all the chickens are back.
They wander? Like, they take off?
I don't know. I mean, I don't have any. My wife says they're too stinky. She won't let me keep them.
Remember I wanted chickens for a while?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Remember my buddy? He's the urban chicken master.
Yeah.
Aaron, urban chicken master.
I didn't know that they could wander off like that.
They're fast, man.
Are they?
You see Rocky? That's how he trains. You gotta. If you can get your hands on the chicken, you're in there. That might have been Rocky, too. Either way.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Best or worst? What happened to you over the weekend?
Oh, man, worst. I accidentally ran over my son's Paw Patrol bike, and he's furious.
Oh, that's bad.
I did that recently. It wasn't a Paw Patrol bike, but it was.
Anna did it within an hour of it getting to their home.
We had bought my older daughter had a brand new bike that she had been wanting for like a year. We couldn't get it during the pandemic. Finally got it. It was like 3 hours in the driveway. I reversed right over it. It happened recently, too, in the last couple months.
Yeah, that's terrible.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, when you're the kid, the parent gets out and immediately yells at you.
It's like it's their fault.
I don't care how good of a kid you are, and I don't care if you're a good parent. What, you get out of the car, and the first things first is, well, what is it doing there?
Right.
I told you not to be there. You're like an ogre.
Yeah.
That's what happens. The kid's crying. You destroyed their dreams and their emotions in one moment. Wow. Sorry, Dad. I'm mad at you too now, Dad.
Hi, it's Ann on Raven. Best or worst, what happened to you over the weekend?
Best. I work in a restaurant, and I had a family come in. It was like, you know, $85 bill. They left me a $100 tip.
Wow, that's great.
That's a good feeling, right? Something like that, turn your whole weekend around, right? Yep. Turn your week around, you know, all that.
It's like, oh, they're nice humans. It's
right.
The best.
Yeah. Right. Kind of restores your faith, right?
Well, I'll tell you, right? I'll tell you a karma story really quickly. While we were away, we had an incredible waiter. Incredible. You know, Dakota's got the nut allergies and everything. And he was so meticulous and took such good care of us on everything that we left him a sizable tip, mm-hmm. right? And when we left, we were like walking on the pier. We were like going for a walk. We accidentally left Dakota, my toddler's sippy cup. It's her favorite sippy cup. And we only had one on vacation with us. Do you know that he chased us down the street to make sure that we got it back? Like, that's good karma right there when things like that happen.
That's nice. That's a good one. I need to hear that one today.
What was the best or worst thing that happened to you over the weekend? You can let us know on our Facebook page. Just search Ann on Raven. Raven, update. Great news. I failed another diet to add to my list.
No, here's the thing. We don't fail at anything, Anna.
Okay.
We learn.
Okay.
We learn from our experiences, right? So what did we learn this time?
I learned that I need to stop going on diets. And I have to be honest with you, Raven, is that it takes a lot for me to get to that. I'm just one of those people that my whole life is a yo-yo. It's up and down, up and down. You know, sometimes I'm really healthy, sometimes I'm not. Sometimes I'm really clean with my eating. Most of the time I'm not,
okay.
you know? And I've learned that fad diets will always work temporarily, but without fail. I will gain that weight back without fail.
I feel like there's no shortcuts really to anything nowadays, mm-hmm. right? And listen, not to paint you as somebody who takes shortcuts. I think what you're looking for more is like a boost. Like you want to hit that turbo strip because you do work out. You do the things that you do.
I exercise a lot, yeah.
Now, on the other hand, you do eat.
I do. I love food. I love food so much.
And it's not like you walk around and you eat a lot of food because that's not what you do. But you eat various types of food when you feel like it.
Yep.
And that involves a lot of restaurants and takeout.
It's true. So here's the newest one I failed. I'm actually doing a trip with some friends to Vegas this weekend coming up. And I had really, really had hoped that I could get myself back to where I wanted to be. Now, just to recap. I had gained 15 pounds at the beginning of the pandemic.
Right.
Lost all 15 pounds plus a couple extra ones, and I was on my way to being towards my goal weight.
Uh-huh.
And now I have regained 12 of those 15 pounds.
12 of the 15 that you lost from. Okay.
Yeah.
Right. All right.
We're keeping track here.
Yeah. No, I'm not going to do more math than that.
No.
I feel like it'll put me in danger.
Here's what I failed in the last year.
Huh.
First, there was keto. Remember when I did keto?
I do.
I would bring
salami.
Was that
the one with the bacon?
The salami.
The bacon and the salami. Bacon.
Remember
right.
I had salami cups every morning for breakfast?
It's very strange.
So every morning I would come in and I would have salami for breakfast,
yes.
which I thought was fantastic.
It was off-putting here in the studio. I'm not a big salami guy, and it would the smell would permeate.
And then I would go home and then I would have bread, which would defeat the purpose of having being on a keto diet. And then
right.
I realized I was just eating salami for breakfast. And then that didn't work.
Right.
Then there was the intermittent fasting. Remember when I tried that where I would only eat for 8 hours a day?
That's right.
But then here's what I did. I would eat everything that I could possibly get my hands on.
You would pack it in.
Right?
You would pack it in during that time.
I almost didn't have time to do my job. I was so busy eating.
There was only a certain amount of hours you could work with, right?
Right, yep. And then I would get hungry after the 8 hours
one.
Were up.
Yes.
And then I would eat again, and I would say, well, I'm just starting my new set of 8 hours
That's right.
now. That didn't work. And now the newest one that you know what? It worked. It really
worked.
Did work.
For how long?
Noom. I did the Noom. You see all the commercials all the time everywhere.
Yep.
And Noom works. It's, you know, you're logging your calories is basically what you're doing. It's an app. And then it's supposed to deal with the psychological
changes
things.
Changes your mind about how you live. Right.
It does. It 100% works. But here's the problem. The minute you stop, you get off that app, right? You go back to all your old habits.
Right.
And it's the exact same thing. I just gained all the weight right back. So I don't really know what the right or wrong answer is. But this is what I've realized at this point now that I am 40 years old. That's it. Like, I give up. Just go to the gym, do the best you can, and accept yourself for who you are. But I'm curious. I've tried every single one of them. What's the diet, the fad diet that you tried? And most importantly, did it work? Great news. I failed another fad diet. Sorry, Noom. Didn't work out. I tried my best. I did.
Yeah. What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
You know, here's the thing. Yeah. If you don't try, you can't fail.
Yeah. What was the fad diet that you tried and did it work? You can call 1-800-330-9999. Yesterday, I was over my good friend and comedy legend Lisa Lampanelli's house. Happy birthday, Lisa. Actually, today's her birthday.
Oh, excuse me. Let me get a broom here so I can sweep up these names you're dropping.
Oh, well, you know, I love Lisa.
She's my best friend.
She is my best friend. I do. I love her very much. And we were talking about it because remember, Lisa was very heavy at the beginning of her career.
She was for a time, sure.
Yeah. And then she lost a ton of weight. So we were joking about this last night, talking about fad diets. And I asked her about all the fad diets that she had gone on. Mm.
Lisa, what fad diets have you tried?
Listen, let me tell you something, Anna. I grew up in the 60s and 70s, and every mother did the grapefruit diet, the cottage cheese diet, the werewolf diet. That's the one where you only eat after a full moon. We did the cotton ball diet, where you'd soak cotton balls in water or orange juice and swallow them, and they fill your stomach, and then you're a ballet dancer and can't crap for a week. You know, we did them all. Weight Watchers. Weight Watchers is awful. You know what Weight Watchers actually stands for? Weight. Watch her gain it all back, okay? And Jenny Craig, I did that. I tried that horrible program twice. Mm. Maybe it didn't work because my counselor was still fat.
Lisa, do you think the werewolf diet would work for me? Seriously, because I need to lose 10 pounds by Wednesday.
By Wednesday? No, just cut your head off.
Good advice, Lisa. Thank you.
Cotton balls with orange juice is terrifying.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the fad diet that you tried?
I did something called Audio Protein, and it did work, actually.
Audio protein?
Ideal. Ideal.
Oh, ideal.
Protein? Yeah. It's kind of like keto, but it's also with food supplement that they give you. I don't know. It worked for me.
Right. It's the caveman diet, but modernized, like you're in Rocky IV and you've got that room full of doctors around you, right? And he's just running the treadmill aggressively. Sorry, there was a marathon on this weekend. Thank you for the call, sir.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was the fad diet that you tried?
Good morning, Anna. Good morning, Raven. Hey, I tried the intermediate dieting, and it really worked. But I had to include no drinking as well, too, because no drinking made me not hungry. It decreased my appetite by not drinking. My appetite got really heavy, like when I was not drinking. So I helped the intermediate.
The healthiest I ever was in my life was when I quit drinking for 6 months. Mm. It was the healthiest that I ever looked, the best that I ever felt.
And at this point in your life, you're just not equipped for that mentally.
Well, remember, Raven, do you remember the conversation we had on Friday? Was that I was trying to go...
10 days.
10 days.
Anna announced that she was trying to go 10 days before she went to Vegas. She got 5 days through. She was so proud of herself, she said, I'm considering having a drink. The problem was, those 5 days, it was like Sunday through Thursday.
Right, it was work days. I don't drink anyway.
There was no challenge.
By the time Raven and I left that event, I had 3 hard seltzers.
At least.
Yeah, wow.
Right. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What was your extreme measure to lose weight?
I bought coffee that was supposed to be diuretic, but it was the worst thing of my life. I only lasted 1 day. I had to leave work and everything. It was so embarrassing.
Well, you can't take that and then go to work and think everything is going to be all right. But you got to set aside a weekend for something like that. Yeah. Right. A lot of those juice cleanses too, like you can't mess around and take that when you go to work. You can't even concentrate, especially if you're taking like a coffee diuretic.
Mm.
Did you lose weight though? And did you continue use after that day?
You know what's actually bad? I gained weight. How did that happen? I don't know. But I do not recommend it ever again.
Well, you felt, you know, embarrassed for having to leave. Right. Then you ate.
A banana.
Right.
And then 3 loaves of bread.
Right. Just to feel better. A little comfort.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. Patrick and Zoe. Zoe, what's going on?
My boyfriend and I, we got engaged about 4 months ago, and which is awesome, and we planned on having the wedding in this upcoming December, 22. His brother just sprung on us that he just got engaged, which that's lovely, but he decided that they're going to have the wedding in October of 2022, so before ours.
Okay.
And we're older. He's the older brother. We're older. We got engaged first. We planned this first. And now they're just going to do it a month, like 2 months ahead of us. It's ridiculous. Going to be the same guests coming to the same thing, except we're going to be like sloppy seconds.
Ah.
So I would like, Patrick, to tell his brother, no, that he has to have it after us. We were engaged first. And honestly, I don't even know how their parents are allowing this. It's so ridiculous. But that's what I want. I want him to tell him no.
Patrick, what do you think?
Yeah, Patrick, I can't wait to hear this.
Yeah, I don't want to tell my 28-year-old brother how to live his life.
It's, in my opinion, not telling him how to live his life. I feel like it's telling him how to be appropriate, sensitive emotionally and socially. Just, it's kind of just matter-of-fact brains here.
Oh, I mean, Zoe, I get your feelings on them. I mean, I'm trying to understand your feelings on the matter. I think I do. I mean, I've worked with a lot of couples in my life as a DJ, but I'm just, I mean, that's a lot to ask. I mean, imagine that you yourself, you see how emotional you are, tied to your date, the plan that you guys have made.
Yeah.
What about your future sister-in-law? I mean, what about his brother's bride? I mean, she must feel exactly the same way. I'm sure she's not moving the date up 2 months before you guys just to beat you. I mean, they must have their reasons and a plan, too. How do you think that goes over?
I mean, I don't know. I feel like it's one of those things when somebody gets engaged and married, you don't want to steal their thunder. You don't want to take away from their big day. So you kind of also work around it. It doesn't have to be before ours. It could be 2 months after ours or whatever. We got engaged first. We've been together longer.
I actually agree with Zoe. I really do. I think that it's really, it's not cool. It's not a cool step. And I think it should have been maybe a conversation that you have. You're not talking about cousins or, you know, extended family. Right. You're talking about his brother.
I want to imagine you telling your children the same thing and you thinking that your new in-laws will not resent you the rest of your life.
Patrick,
I mean, really your life.
Patrick, do you have a relationship, like a good relationship with your brother?
Yeah, but I'm really much more interested in focusing on our wedding.
Yeah, but it's the focus isn't on our wedding. When theirs is first, we have to like drop all of our stuff and make theirs. This, I don't know. I just think it's wrong. I really do.
Well, you know what?
I think it's selfish.
Let's see what the audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Zoe. Patrick, there's nothing wrong with saying to your brother, you know, we're really uncomfortable with the fact that you've decided to have your wedding before ours, even though ours was planned, and not really having a conversation about it. But they may see your side, too. He's an adult. He's an adult making adult decisions, and there's really nothing you can do. It's going to be, if your family loves you, they'll come to both weddings, you know?
I think they're going to say that you're in an impossible position. 1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Patrick and Zoe got engaged and they planned their wedding. They're getting married December of next year, 2022. Now, here's the problem. Everything was great until Patrick's younger brother got engaged after them and now has just informed them that they're getting married 2 months before they are. Zoe is very upset about this.
Yeah, she wants Patrick to approach them and tell them that they should change their date or talk to his parents and get them to try and bump it to next year or whatever. She doesn't want to be the sloppy seconds to that wedding. I would just say this, Anna, is that, you know, weddings, we have certain years or times in our lives where you might go to 2, 3, 4, 5 weddings in a year. Is it really the end of the world? I mean, your guests are going to show up one way or the other.
Well, she feels like they cut her. They cut her in line. You know, not only she's younger, you know, they're younger than them and they had planned their wedding first. What do you think about this? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Couples Court.
Oh, definitely the husbands. I don't even know, like, how she's going to be when she's wedding planning. Like, her tone of voice about this is frightening. But, like, my sister and I, my sister is younger than me. She got married in June, and I got married in August of the same year, and it was so much fun to plan our wedding together.
Yeah, I mean,
like, it was not a big deal at all.
I understand her feelings are hurt, but, I mean, imagine how other people would think, what they would think if they were to hear all of this going on. Thank you for the call.
I just think common courtesy would have a conversation, but maybe not. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court. Patrick and Zoe are engaged. They've planned their wedding for December of 2022. And they just found out recently that Patrick's younger brother also got engaged, which is great news. Except when Zoe found out that now they've jumped the line and scheduled their wedding 2 months before theirs, and she is not happy about it.
Yeah, furious would be a word. Disgusted, upset, certainly, no question about it. She wants Patrick to approach his brother and say, you know, no. I don't know. It just seems like an impossible situation, Anna. I mean, how does he get out of this situation with anybody really truly being happy?
Yeah, whose side are you on this morning? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court.
I'm on his side. I think she's bringing up a little bit of a bridezilla.
Yeah, I mean, I understand that her feelings are hurt. I'm not going to call her a bridezilla because I do. I get it. You know, it's an emotional time. And you've spent a lot of time trying to figure out the perfect date, Anna. You've tried to figure it out and consider multiple things. At the end of the day, though, however, this is one of those dangerous situations where you think you're the center of the universe. And you're not.
Right. But it's also exactly. The younger brother that is getting married now before her, and they already had set the date. Like, to me, I feel like that's a conversation you have with your brother. You know, like, yeah. I just do.
I mean, he could have tried to give the heads up, but imagine the spot he's in, too. Dealing with his fiance, dealing with her family, it's tough. Anna and Raven, whose side are you on?
Oh, I'm on her side. I mean, I have a large family, and a lot of us got married around, you know, the same time. But what we did was we just postponed it 1 year. My sister was engaged. They picked the date. When I got engaged, a couple months later, we picked the next year. You know, what's going to happen 2 months ahead of time is the wedding shower and all that for Zoe's wedding is going to be cut because of the other wedding.
It's true. It's not just the wedding. It goes everything else. The bachelorette party, the showers,
I'm not saying it's not a ripple effect. I'm just saying a whole nother year to wait to ask somebody to not get married for another year because it's inconvenient for you is a lot. And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the fiance's side. Grow up. I had three sister-in-laws that got married, one in June, one in August, and then one in December, all of the same year. And my daughter was a flower girl all three times. So it's a big deal.
Right. Start working overtime. Thanks for the call.
That is an expensive summer right there.
It's terrible.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Patrick, our audience agreed with you today. Zoe, we understand your passion. I certainly understand your frustration. But at the end of the day, there's really nothing you can do. They're adults making their own decisions, and you just kind of have to keep your mouth shut and keep the family peace.
I feel like it's so unfair.
I do understand how you feel that way, Zoe, and I do get what you're saying. And it is so close to home. Obviously, being, you know, with your future brother-in-law and his bride-to-be, it's right there. You feel like they should have, you know, some sort of buffer or some ruling. But the truth is, is between now and then, and you know, so many people have been waiting throughout the pandemic and so forth to get married too. You know, it could be somebody else 2 weeks before you or a day before you that you know. You might not be related to them, but it could be a cousin. It could be a friend. It could be whatever. These other dates are going to pop up. And unfortunately, it's unrealistic to think that you're going to be able to push these other ones out of the way. So you got to come to some sort of peace with it. I'm guessing that you're completely relieved, Patrick.
Yeah, I mean, it was not something I wanted to have to talk about. You know, it's not really win-win scenario. It's a real bad one.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, he still doesn't want to go home now, so right. I get it.
I mean, it's a hard thing.
It
stinks that your brother put you in that situation. I'll be honest. I don't think that's cool.
See? That's it.
I don't really think he thought about it.
Well, for some people, that's the problem, right?
All right, if you got a problem too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Marianne, can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, can you please leave the room?
Sure, good luck, Marianne.
All right, Marianne. Today's jackpot is $100. We reset today because on Friday we gave away $1,000. Here's how it works. Raven's out in the hallway. He can't hear us. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring Raven back in, ask him the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes, I am.
Number 1, Olivia Rodrigo recently visited the White House to encourage youth vaccinations with Biden and Fauci. What's the street address at the White House?
1600 Pennsylvania Avenue.
Number 2, what's America's Next Top Model creator, host, and judge just launched her own brand of ice cream called Smize?
Tyra Banks.
Number 3, Jenna Fischer was replaced on Matt LeBlanc's new sitcom, Man with a Plan, because viewers could not unsee her as Pam from The Office. And the test audience, and I quote, said they didn't believe that Pam would marry Joey from Friends. What's the name of Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsley's podcast?
Oh, I don't know.
Number 3, LeBron James sent a message to haters on Twitter when his new movie took the number 1 spot this weekend at the box office after not so great reviews. What movie is it?
Space Jam.
And number 5, according to science, the probability of living past 110 is growing. Which of these celebrities is the oldest? William Shatner, Betty White, or Jack Nicholson?
Betty White.
Nice job, Marianne. Let's see. Raven, come on in.
You.
Okay, Marianne got 4 out of 5.
Wow, Marianne.
Nice job.
Pretty impressive.
Number one, Olivia Rodrigo recently visited the White House to encourage youth vaccinations with Biden and Fauci.
Okay.
What's the street address of the White House?
1600 Pennsylvania Ave.
Yes. Number two, what America's Next Top Model creator, host, and judge just launched her own brand of ice cream called Smize?
Is that Tyra Banks?
Yes.
Y'all. Get
number
that money,
three,
Tyra Banks.
Jenna Fischer was replaced on Matt LeBlanc's sitcom Man with a Plan because viewers couldn't unsee her as Pam from The Office.
I believe it.
The test audience said, and I quote, they didn't believe that Pam would marry Joey from Friends.
Yeah, I get it.
I believe that, yep. What's the name of Jenna Fischer and Angela Kinsley's podcast?
Office Ladies.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. I didn't think you'd know that one.
Very popular.
Number four, LeBron James sent a message to haters on Twitter when his new movie took the number one spot at the box office after not so great reviews.
Right.
What movie is that?
Space Jam 2.
Yes. Number five, according to science, the probability of living past 110 is growing. Which of these celebrities is the oldest? William Shatner, Betty White, or Jack Nicholson?
It's got to be Shatner or Betty White. I'm going to go Betty White.
Betty White is correct.
All right, girl.
William Shatner is 90. Betty White is 99. Jack Nicholson is 84.
Okay.
I'm sorry, Marianne. He beat you 5-4 this morning. That does get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
This is Marianne, and I can't beat Raven. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Marianne. Hold on the line.
Enjoy that shirt, girl. Better luck next time.